Trial of Abraham. When Isaac was a young man, God came to Abraham and said, "Abraham, take Isaac, the son you love so dearly, and go to a place I'll show you. There you're to sacrifice him as a burnt offering." So the next morning, Abraham got up early and cut the wood for the sacrifice. He saddled the donkey, took two servants, and started on the journey. 3 days later, Abraham saw the place God had selected. He said to his servants, "Stay here with the donkey. Isaac and I will go and worship the Lord. We'll come back after the sacrifice." He told Isaac to carry the wood. Abraham took the hot coals and the knife. Isaac looked around and asked, "Father, we have the wood and the fire, but where is the lamb for sacrifice?" Oh, Abraham looked at his son and finally said, "God will provide himself a lamb for the sacrifice." When they got to the place God had selected, Abraham built an altar and arranged the wood on top. Next, he tied up his son and put him on top of the wood. He then reached for the knife to kill his son. With that, the angel of the Lord called to him out of heaven, "Abraham, Abraham, don't kill your son. Don't do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you are willing to give me your son." Abraham looked off to the side and saw a ram with his horns caught in a bush. He took the ram and used him as sacrifice instead of his son. Abraham called the place, "The Lord will provide." Afterwards, God said to Abraham, "Because you have obeyed me, I'll bless you and your descendants. I'll make your descendants as hard to count as the stars. They'll be as hard to count as the sand upon the seashore. On top of that, I'll make them prominent, even in the cities of their enemies. And the whole world will be blessed because of them." Then Abraham and Isaac went back to where the servants were waiting, and together they went home.